This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Tillman. While ground-based observations are very important to weather forecasting, the ability to see the atmosphere from space is, of course, invaluable. Rick, when did the weather satellite era begin, and how has it evolved?
So weather satellites have been around now for 60 years and have been, like almost everything else, the technology has been getting more and more refined. The early satellites, you didn't get much more than basically a picture from space, and that was revolutionary at the time. But nowadays, there, of course, are many, many different weather satellites monitoring the entire globe continuously. And they have sensors on them that detect much more than just what you would see if you were riding around on that satellite. Sensors detecting all kinds of different wavelengths of light, some of which are very exquisitely tuned, for instance, to maximize the detection of water vapor. Infrared satellite imagery has been around for a long time, and that's basically detecting the temperature of whatever the nearest thing to the satellite is, whether that's high clouds or the ground or anything in between, and that's important for continuous monitoring of weather. And there are many other very specific applications, things like just the ability to detect wildfire smoke can be acquired nowadays from satellite.
And for non-scientific people like myself, just seeing the imagery from space is so amazing. I love the satellite photos of storms tracking around the globe. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.